I'm Philip Sampapier at the Eastern Cure. Today's date is 05/27/2024. Dictation is for Mr. Adam Roger. Roger Adams. Roger spells R-O-G-E-R. Adams spells A-D-A-M-S. Date of birth is 12/18/1965. This is a 58-year-old gentleman here with throat pain, period. The patient said this has been going on for approximately a week or more, but it's gotten worse in the last 4 days. He says pain is approximately 6/10, worse with swallowing. So pain is confined to his throat and is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph. Review assistant patient reports chills, myalgia. Next line, he denies a stiff neck. He denies trauma. Nice pain in the anterior cervical triangle regions of his neck, period. Next paragraph. Patient denies cough, denies chest pain, denies myalgia, question, denies travel history, denies bloody sputum, denies weight loss, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Hypertension, next line, diabetes, next paragraph, surgical history, is none, next paragraph, social history, AE reports occasional alcohol use, denies tobacco or drug use, next paragraph, medication lisinopril/HCTZ, next line, metformin, next paragraph, allergies, cephalexin. Next paragraph, family history is non-pure. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems for review were negative except for those mentioned above. Pure. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% of room air, blood pressure 125 over 84, pulse 74, respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Pure. Next paragraph. A throat, erythematous, and edematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No exudate present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen non-distended, correction, distended secondary to obesity, no visible peristalsis, no guarding, next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion, he bears weight well with no ontology gait, period, next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerve, suit 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period, next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment number 1 is acute pharyngitis, assessment number 2 is acute rhinitis, period, next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication, correction, continuing assessment, diabetes, type 2, hypertension. Because the patient's risk factor, namely history of diabetes, I will go ahead and give this patient antibiotics. In light of a negative strep test, he was prescribed amoxicillin 75 milligrams, 1 PO BID, 10 days. Next medication, XYZ mouthwash, 20 mils, gargle and spit out daily for 4 days, number 80. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. In the clinic today, the following tests were done: strep, flu, and COVID. These tests were all negative, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.